The US Secretary of State is in Indonesia today calling for urgent global action on climate change. John Kerry is warning governments in the region not to be diverted by what he described as a tiny minority of shoddy scientists and extreme ideologues who talk down the threat. The US Secretary of State is concluding a five-day tour of Asia, as Helen Brown reports from Jakarta.
John Kerry says that climate change makes Indonesia one of the Earth's most vulnerable countries, and he's used a visit to the capital city of Jakarta to deliver his call to the rest of the world to take action.
But I wanted to start right here in Jakarta, because this city, this country, this region is really on the front lines of climate change. It's not an exaggeration to say to you that the entire way of life that you live and love is at risk.
The US Secretary of State says he'll be holding a series of discussions on the urgency of addressing climate change and use this speech to outline why it affects Asia. John Kerry says the devastating typhoon that hit the Philippines, floods that hurt the manufacturing zone of Bangkok, and small fishermen who lose out from a dwindling catch are all examples. And the future for a city of tens of millions, such as Jakarta, should also be on people's minds.
Scientists now predict that by the end of the century, the sea could rise by a full meter. Now, I know that to some people, a meter may not sound like a lot, but I'll tell you this, it's enough to put half of Jakarta underwater.
The US Secretary of State says it's time for a frank conversation about the threat of climate change, and one that he's raising wherever he goes because he and the US President Barack Obama believe it's urgent. John Kerry also had strong words to say about those who don't believe climate change is a threat.
First and foremost, we should not allow a tiny minority of shoddy scientists and science and extreme ideologues to compete with scientific fact, nor should we allow any room for those who think that the costs associated with doing the right thing outweigh the benefits.
The US Secretary of State is in Indonesia at the end of a five-day tour of Asia. He arrived from China, where the two biggest emitters of greenhouse gases agreed on ways to reduce them quicker. He admits that America has to erase its bad habits, but says that every country needs to play its part.
Today, I call on all of you in Indonesia and concerned citizens around the world to demand the resolve that is necessary from your leaders. Speak out. Make climate change an issue that no public official can ignore for another day.
John Kerry told the audience of young Indonesians that there's still a chance to make a change, and they were a part of it. This is Helen Brown in Jakarta.